already on there? Is that why it's...
No, it's kidding.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is, in fact, the last show in the series, the End of the World Show. The reason is because tonight, by our outside time broadcast, we're going back, first of all, to the beginning, the calculated beginning of our world, a phenomenon that has not been possible until this time. After that, we will hopefully be able to take our viewers and our customers to the end of the world as it is happening. Because we have there located experts, specialists in all kinds of fields of knowledge who will then reveal to us the phenomenon illuminating the destiny of this world and every being, every sentient being within it. Okay, first of all, we're going to go back right back to the beginning. Hopefully we've got our crews there ready to broadcast from this historical event. Okay, you there?
Yeah, we're here, Joe. It's a long way to go, and I hope we can hear. Hope you can hear us. But it's very confusing at the moment. We can't see the Big Bang. It doesn't seem to be happening, and we're just hoping that it will happen soon. And we've got all our instruments out to record it.
Oh, well, that's very disappointing, ladies and gentlemen. At the moment, we don't have the Big Bang coming through, so until that time, we'll play some nice music, possibly, if we can get it online. Oh, wait a minute. Is something happening? What's happening?
Yes, my name is Professor Schnapstein, and I'm saying to you that it is not a bang, but there is a vibration of a certain kind which is coming through, and... I don't know what it is. I can't define it. But they have several experts here who are my colleagues who have their own opinions.
Yeah, well, I think it is actually a kind of musical experience. You know, it's a kind of vibe. It's a bass note. The music of the spheres. That's my opinion. Possibly that's what it is. But I can't guarantee it.
Well, that's very interesting. Many people are there for the first time to experience the first time, one could say. And what is your experience now? Is there anything happening there in terms of a celebration to celebrate this great event?
Yes, we have here the entertainment manager and the catering while preparing to celebrate. Would you like to say something?
Yes, I would like to say. We have a restaurant. We're setting up a very nice place. We're going to do Big Bang Burgers and Big Bangers to everybody very happy. And we have T-shirts now hoping to celebrate. Everything will be a very festive occasion. But we don't know whether it is going to be so good because we don't know how it all going to end, do we? So maybe we'll go back to the present time and we get some idea.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure, that's very important. Okay, now we're going into the future now. This is the real point of the whole exercise. And we're going to go to where the scientists have calculated the end is actually taking place. Can you hear me there? It's a long way to go. We hope. We don't know.
Yes, we have you here.
Well, it sounds very like Professor Schnapstein.
No, I'm his brother.
Can you see anything beyond the end of the world? That's the big question everyone's asking.
No, we have only a big... Wait a minute, there's a gap, a big blankness we are looking at across this big emptiness. And my God, yes, I don't know why I say my God, but there is something. It is like a firework display. We are looking at a bang. It is in the future, not the past. Or what I don't believe is that I can see my own brother looking at me from the other side of the gap.
Well, what you're saying is you're looking at the beginning of the world from the end of the world.
Yes.
Well, what is your... what is your opinion about that? That is a very, very disturbing outcome of the situation.
Yeah, I will ask one of my colleagues, he's a metaphysician, what he has to say.
I think it is very, very interesting, This is metaphysically what a great Nietzsche said, the ring of eternal recurrence, that the world, the universe is circular, it goes round and round, never ending. For him it was a terrifying thought, endlessly repeating, like the radio stations and the television repeating the same program over and over and over again. We are all going to be bored forever and ever, but maybe there is something more. We hope there is. Maybe it is all dependent on the mindset of the observer.
Oh, well, that's a very sobering thought. And, well, I think we better just enjoy the present time, because the future doesn't look too hopeful and doesn't look too novel. Maybe we just got to live in the now and experience the full novelty of the now, and we will find the eternal moment. Is that a valid thing, Archbishop?
Yes, I do think that is a very important question, that we do have to live in the eternal now. Now, of course, is all we ever have had. And we have this illusion that we like to live in the past, or we like to live into the future, and then everything goes out in blank, and the screen of existence caves in, and the program comes to an end. And that's it.
It seems to be finished now. He's ended it a long time. He went on for fucking hours. And I got very, very confused. And now we're going to stop it. Stop!